Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. A man waving a fake gun around overnight is now in critical condition, according to the NYPD, after getting into a confrontation with cops in the Bronx.
The two cops were answering a 911 call that a man pointing a gun had approached people who were walking on East 167th Street and Grant Avenue in the Bronx. So the police swung into action, and Chief of Patrol Fausto Pichardo says, sure enough, they spotted a man who fit the description of what the 911 caller described.
The officers approached a male who was holding a weapon in his hand. The officers ordered the suspect to show them his hands when he pointed the weapon towards the officers. Two uniformed officers discharged their weapons, striking the suspect in the torso.
In the end, the gun the man pointed turned out to be a fake. He was taken to a local hospital and is now in critical condition. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
Police have yet to charge a second young suspect in the stabbing of Barnard freshman Tessa Majors. A 13-year-old is charged with murder, weapon possession, and robbery, and police are looking for a third. All three are believed to be middle schoolers from Harlem who tried to rob the 18-year-old from Virginia in Morningside Park Wednesday night. The 13-year-old charged is being held in juvenile detention after his arraignment hearing last night, in which a detective testified that the boy claims his two friends are the ones who attacked Majors, putting her in a chokehold and slashing her. Police have recovered a knife. The second suspect, believed to be 14, is still in custody but not yet charged. The crime has caused alarm in the Columbia and Barnard communities, where at least one student says he was recently mugged at knife point in the same spot in Morningside Park by three young teens. The student tells The Post he reported it to the NYPD, who told him others had been mugged there too, but there wasn't much they could do if the suspects were just kids. The student says he wonders if the same kids are responsible for the murder. No word yet from police on any connection. Former Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano won't be sentenced for his corruption conviction until March. It was supposed to happen next week. A federal judge agreed to delay it. His attorney requested the delay, saying his client needs the extra time to prepare a response to what's likely to be a recommendation for a lengthy prison sentence from the federal probation department, according to Newsday. Mangano was found guilty of bribery, wire fraud, and obstruction charges in a scheme to help former restaurant owner Harendra Singh get $20 million in loan guarantees from Oyster Bay. Since the case involved that much money, the sentencing guidelines, which are correlated with the amount, could mean years in prison. Santas and their friends are drinking their way through Midtown this afternoon at the annual SantaCon pub crawl. We caught up with Yana from Brooklyn, who decided to be among the Santas this year.
I'm Santa because I believe in hope and love, and I want to spread the good spirit to the world.
Yeah, that's the purpose. The event does raise money for charities, and there are rules. Santas cannot be naughty when it comes to kids, cops, bar staff, and basically need to keep things merry. The MTA has also banned alcohol from all trains and stations through noon tomorrow and says it's strongly enforcing that ban. Lots of people like to check out pretty Christmas light displays, but here's one that's not just pretty. It has a story and a purpose behind it. The inspiration is a little girl named Tegan, whose dad is an NYPD detective. Tegan was born with a life-threatening heart condition, and an organization called Angel Flight has been coordinating free flights for her family to California so she can get critical treatment. She's now 7 years old and has defied the odds. Pilot Gary Serlin tells 1010 Winds he wanted to help.
My wife and this young girl's aunt grew up together. And about 7 years ago, when she was born, the aunt posted on Facebook about the condition, the heart condition, and what she and her family would have to go through just to get the medical care that was needed. And that's how we first learned about Angel Flight Northeast.
So he decided to make his holiday display a fundraiser for Angel Flight to make sure Tegan's future is bright, because she still needs a lot of care. The FBI has another clue in the Jersey City shootings. It's a white van found in Orange, New Jersey. Agents are going through it for evidence. Last night, the Bureau put out the word it was looking for this van. This morning, they located it. Fans believed to have belonged to suspect David Anderson. He and his accomplice, Francine Graham, died in the shootout with police at that kosher supermarket in Jersey City on Tuesday after allegedly killing employees and police detective Joseph Seals. Later today, a memorial service will be held in Patterson for the store clerk, Douglas Miguel Rodriguez. Funerals have already been held for Moisha Deutsch and Leah Mindell Ferenc. A service for Detective Seals will be held Monday. One person killed, several others hurt in three crashes involving pedestrians on Long Island that all happened in the same 20-minute stretch, all between 10:30 and 10:50 last night. A woman crossing Sunrise Highway was struck and killed in Massapequa Park. Police have not released her identity yet. The driver of the Chevy Tahoe that hit her stayed at the scene. In Brentwood only a few minutes earlier, an unidentified man crossing Washington Avenue was struck. He survived. That driver also remained at the scene. And in Huntington Station around the same time, a 19-year-old exchange student from South Korea was struck by a vehicle. He was walking with friends on West Pulaski Road. That driver also stuck around. Police say the weather was especially bad around that time. Cops in Nassau and Suffolk counties are still investigating the crashes. As we get closer to Christmas, many retailers are making this a free shipping day to get people to place orders now for those gifts. Correspondent Becky Worley tells us they're also trying to make the season's hottest gifts more attractive.
We have reduced shipping minimums, we have free shipping, and then we have deals. The Kindle tablet from Amazon is $39. That's a $10 savings. This price will go up. The Hisense TV from Best Buy, $99 for a 32-incher. It is off-brand, but you save $50. Target has spend $100, get $25 off. That's great because it's a blanket deal on the whole toy section. Eddie Bauer, 50% off everything. REI, 40% off of holiday. And American Eagle, 10% off everything.
Meanwhile, the holiday travel picture is starting to emerge. AAA says a record 115.5 million Americans say they plan to travel between December 21st and January 1st. Why the record? The association credits historically low unemployment. That means crowded highways and airports. People have the means to go somewhere.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.